Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Andy Field from ABC News is following this story. Help us out a little bit, Andy. How are you?
I hope no one's listening in on this conversation.
I hope they are.
It's how we butter our bread, my friend. How are you, Andy?
Okay, all right. Everyone listen in right now.
Thank you.
Without a FISA warrant. Here's what's going on with FISA here. I mean, there's a bunch of things. First of all, when it comes to Michael Flynn, they were not wiretapping Michael Flynn. They were wiretapping Kislyak, the Russian ambassador. They heard him talking to an American about getting rid of sanctions that the president, President Obama, had just put in before the Trump campaign moved into the White House, before
right.
they actually took office.
That's what Steve was saying, and I remember that.
Right.
Keep going.
So here's the problem. So there are ways to unmask the American on one side of it if you think that that American is up to no good and colluding with a foreign entity to do something that may not be legal. That's why they unmasked it, and that's why they find out that Michael Flynn was not telling the truth when he said he didn't have any conversations with the Russians about getting rid of sanctions, which is why he has now pled guilty to lying to the FBI about this and why he was fired. So the president, who is saying this is a terrible thing because the FISA law lets spy agencies spy on Americans, that simply is not true.
Well, they do inadvertently. If you're an American talking to somebody we're listening to who's maybe a spy, well, then too bad for you. You get caught up in this thing.
Right. That is why we have espionage acts and so on and so forth. But as for this, what they call the 702 program, that's what the House passed today, or they reauthorized. That's part of the FISA program. And what that does, it has nothing to do with Americans at all. It's about the U.S. listening in on foreign actors who talk to other foreign actors, not to people here in the United States. That is that part of that bill. So the president this morning was listening to and watching Fox and Friends, who Judge Napolitano is on Fox and Friends, was saying, Mr. President, this is a terrible deal. And literally seconds after Napolitano said that, the president tweeted this. The House votes on controversial FISA Act today. This is the act that may have been used with the help of the discredited and phony dossier, which isn't true, to so badly surveil and abuse the Trump campaign by the previous administration and others. The president didn't even know what part of the bill they were passing, if that's...
See, that's where I got my information. Shame on me. I read that tweet. Here's another tweet from the president on this topic. Disproven and paid for by Democrats dossier used to spy on Trump campaign. Did FBI use intelligence tool to influence the election? At Fox and Friends, did Democrats or Clinton also pay Russians? Where are the hidden smash DNC servers? Where are the crooked Hillary emails? What a mess. Okay, he's just on a sort of tangential rant there, but he's
right.
lumping all of these things together.
And they have nothing to do with each other.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. Andy, I want the U.S. government to be able to listen in on foreign entities. And if they're talking to other foreign entities, all the more power to us. If they're talking to you or me or the president or Michael Flynn, I want them to be able to listen to and record that too. And I don't care what happens to people that get ensnared or caught up in that. Don't be talking to bad actors if you don't want to be caught. And if the government wants to prosecute these cases and you're a victim of it, too bad for you, says me.
Well, and so should say the president, who is sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution and the laws that are based on the Constitution, one of which is a whole series of espionage acts and terrorism acts that are supposed to be enforced here, which is why the FISA bill came out in the first place, because this all came about after 9/11 to give law enforcement agencies more tools to catch terrorists before they actually blow things up.
But he's calling it the controversial FISA Act today. What is the administration's position on the passage of this bill?
Well, just a couple hours later, when there was a storm of activity here on Capitol Hill of Republicans calling the president saying, Mr. President, you've got this completely wrong. This is not what we're passing today. We're passing only foreign surveillance of foreigners talking to foreigners.
Oh, I see.
And so later, literally a couple hours later, after these people are calling the president saying, what are you tweeting about? He came back with another tweet that said, with that being said, literally, this is what he said, with that being said, yeah. I have personally directed the fix to the unmasking process since taking office, and today's vote is about foreign surveillance of foreign bad guys on foreign lands. We need it. Get smart.
Get smart, dumb.
Was the title of a very funny TV show in the 60s.
Okay, so here's another tweet from the president, or maybe I'm rereading, again, one that we've both talked about. But 7 hours ago, the president tweeted, House votes on controversial FISA Act today. This is the act that may have been used with the help of the discredited and phony dossier to so badly surveil the Trump campaign and by previous administration and others. So he's lumping it all together there. He's saying they use this to listen in on me and they're going to pass it again today. And that's a bad idea. He should have just deleted that, but now he shouldn't delete it. It's a public record.
Well,
I guess it should
stay. He said it, and this came up in the briefing that just happened with Sarah Sanders, who once again often, and I hate to say this, but remember Baghdad Bob?
I do. We're winning the war, said Baghdad Bob.
Baghdad Bob was the spokesperson for Saddam Hussein in the middle of Baghdad while U.S. tanks are literally rolling behind him saying, everything's fine here. Nothing's going on. There are no American troops here while the American flag is waving behind him.
Yeah, yeah.
Very often, Sarah Sanders sounds that way. She is literally saying things that are demonstrably not true. And in this case, you could set a stopwatch to the time between someone on Fox and Friends telling the president, saying, Mr. President, reauthorizing this FISA thing is a bad idea. And literally seconds later, the president tweets this.
I'm going to start calling her Baghdad Sarah. So,
oh, no, she's here in Washington.
Yeah, I know. Washington Sarah loses all the imports. So, so I just want to be clear on this before I let you go, Andy. So the Congress is at least passing a bill that will allow the government to monitor foreigners talking to foreigners, right?
Well, the House did that. The Senate also has to do it, and the president has to sign it.
And that'll happen.
Now the president says he'll sign it, and of course the Senate will pass it. But the more controversial part, and I don't know when this comes up for reauthorization, but I think they're still allowed to do this right now, that part will have to be reauthorized. And that is the same thing that ensnared Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor.
And that's what the president's worried about, because for all he knows, that may have be getting some of his campaign team members as well. He's not a fan of that.
The president's throwing all of this into one big conspiracy stew. He's talking about the dossier, which, by the way, Dianne Feinstein released testimony from a closed-door hearing the other day about this dossier. We don't still know everything that's in it, but we do know that the person who from Fusion GPS who paid for it, and then, of course, Democrats and Republicans at one time or another were paying them to do this. The Republicans, when they didn't want Donald Trump to be their nominee, and then later the Democrats picked up the tab later on. But sometime in the summer of July of 2016 during the election, the guy who did this dossier said he found information that was so disturbing, he on his own went to the FBI.
Right.
The Democrats didn't go to the FBI. The FBI didn't pay for it, and it has nothing to do with the surveillance.
Is that the P part?
The P, I don't know, which part, I don't understand the P part. That tape. Oh, okay, now I understand. We're told, I've never seen the dossier, but I'm told that there is some salacious claims in there that the president was with prostitutes and such, which
I thought they literally, as a favor to the president, wanted to get ahead of that for him so that they'd better be able to react to
James,
it.
That's what James Comey did when the president first got into office. He briefed him. He said, this is an uncomfortable thing, Mr. President, but I have to tell you that this dossier is out there, and here's what's in it.
If you were working for me or if you were the U.S. intelligence community, I would want you to do that. There's no doubt about that.
And his body man said, right, even though nothing's been proven, his body man said that in that trip to Moscow, the meeting organizers did offer to send prostitutes to the room, correct?
I never heard that.
Yeah,
the
guy.
I've never seen the president's body, man,
Steve.
The guy who used to do security with him in New York. And
Oh, right. Yeah, I know. I've heard the report. I don't know much about it, so I'm sorry. I don't have that information.
We are done, Andy. I'll talk to you again another day. I always appreciate your reporting, and I really appreciate your being so helpful when you come on with us.
Anytime. Thanks so much,
Andy Field from ABC News.